You were listening to the 1 Million Cups of Appleton. We are a group designed to educate, engage, and inspire entrepreneurs in central Wisconsin and beyond.
But welcome everybody who's listening today. Welcome to 1 Million Cups Appleton. As a quick reminder, 1 Million Cups is a celebration of entrepreneurship that we have weekly. We typically host 1 Million Cups at Fox Valley Tech at the Venture Center. So they've helped us out for like 4 years, I think, right, Eric, of hosting the actual physical events there. So as soon as we get out of this COVID stuff, I hope that you can find your way to the Venture Center some Wednesday morning and join us in person. So basically what we do every week is we feature a local entrepreneur, or not necessarily local, I guess. Really, we've had some out-of-state people. But we focus a start, or we feature a startup, and we let them kind of tell their story and talk about their business. And then figure out, if there's any questions. And also always the last question we ask is, what can the community do for you? So Aaron, that's a little prep for your last question here today, is what can the community do for you? So that's what we're about here at 1 Million Cups, celebration of entrepreneurship. We are entrepreneurs and community members that support entrepreneurs, which is like everyone. So great to be here. Today we have an awesome business from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and I'm not even going to call it a business. I'm going to call it a movement, because that's really what it is. But I can't wait to learn more about it. We have Aaron, or AJ Armstrong, here with the Venture Project. So welcome, AJ, and if you want to share your screen and
thank you so much for having me here. I'm excited to meet people from 1 Million Cups. It's exciting. So can you guys see my screen right now?
Yep.
All right, cool. So I had a company, or I have a company, it's called Armstrong Ventures. It's been around for about 3 years. And one of what Armstrong Ventures was a movement to try to inspire people to serve what we call their divine purpose, what they were put on this planet to do. And amongst other things, we're deciding to launch a small business right now called The Venture Project. And it's currently a working title under codename The Venture Project. We'll talk about what that's going to look like here. So if I talk fast, I apologize. It's because I only have 10 minutes and I'm a talker. So I got to make sure I crush through these slides. So what The Venture Project is going to be is a co-working space, a business incubator, and a production studio in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, that utilizes high quality media assets. This is the key part, is the high quality media assets to help use marketing strategies to accelerate their growth. The strategy we're currently launching right now is twofold. Number one, we want to create a co-working environment that's going to be kind of our base tenants for like kind of established entrepreneurs in the media space that are going to help pay down the bills and pay down some of the complex equipment we're going to have. And the second piece is by creating high quality tenants in there and creating awesome content, we're going to try to create traffic via online and brick and mortar where people come in and out of the space and then want to work with us in our individual businesses as consulting clients. So you could see somebody that's a videographer could get more business because people walk in. Someone like me can get more business for doing business consulting and helping them accelerate their growth. The current status of this company is we're trying to get some tenants that want to co-locate with us at a site we've kind of pre-selected, but we're not totally married to it yet. And we'll talk about that on the side next slides. So a couple of things that are going to be involved in this co-working space, if you will, is you can picture an audiovisual studio. It'll look something like this picture you see right here, where there'll be green screen, black screen, advanced camera equipment, live streaming capabilities. You see we're on Zoom right now. Those abilities will be there with HD cameras, that kind of thing, where you can publish to Facebook Live, you can publish to your own server, you can publish to YouTube, that kind of thing. Also, you could set up different types of broadcasting backgrounds, so you can do a little bit more high quality productions for any type of media influence you want to have. The second slot, or the second room we're going to have, is going to be a flex room, but we want to make this a room have the capability to do band recordings or to do other types of media recordings, do live sit downs, a larger podcast space, but it could also be used as a conference room. So if you picture like a hotel that has a meeting room, this is kind of what it would be like, where you can move the desks around and you can kind of get a little different layout in there. So again, theater seating, U-shape, conference room, that kind of thing. Be a multi-purpose area that has great acoustics. Then the third space we want to have is within this building, a third room. It's going to be a podcast studio. It looks something like this. Four people, four mics, ultra simple, to where anyone who wants to start a podcast can walk in the door. We can just press record and we can get you set up and squared away. So there's no complex buying your own equipment, trying to figure out your hosting, all that kind of thing. We'll have that figured out for you. So we can just come in, press record, where we might have some more advanced production services on site as well as one of the members that we're looking for. So those are three rooms we're going to have within our co-working space. And then there's co-working itself. So as you can see here, this is kind of what one of the mock-ups we have looks like. It's got some different cubicles. There's some offices in the back, a couple different loungy areas where you can hang out and creatives can collaborate, work together, meet with clients, that kind of thing. We're pretty familiar with the co-working model. It's just more of, we want to target people that are just awesome content creators. And we'll talk about that. This is the overall layout, as you can see, of one of the sites we've selected. We're narrowing down to about two or three sites right now. This is the one we're really leaning towards. You can see the size of the flex room. There's a little break room where we have some phone booths and area we can have private conversations with clients or your employees, podcast studio. And then we have seven offices, some different cubicles you could rent out. And then in that, on the top left hand side, you can see there's a stairs that goes down the basement, which there will be an AV studio. And that's where that's going to go, about the same size of that flex room. This is just a rough look at some of the financials we have projected. I think one of the things to take away here are the different revenue streams that we're looking for. So the offices for rent would be revenue. Studio time would be included for those office tenants, as well as dedicated parking, which is, for whatever reason, a huge deal in Oshkosh. If you have dedicated, for whatever reason, people can't walk in this town, so you need to have dedicated parking slots, which you got right here. The flex room, the podcast studio, and the audiovisual studio will have hourly or daily rates that people can rent out so they can use it. But once again, if you're an office client, it's included. And then cubicle desks for people that want to just have a, they don't want to have a private office, but they want somewhere to work permanently that's got their name tape on it. You can see this doesn't make a ton of money. Look at the bottom. Even this pro forma that I would say is relatively optimistic is really kind of breaking even. That's because we're not trying to make money on the co-working space itself. We're just trying to kind of break even. The idea is to make money on bringing in different clients, getting more of visibility on our brand online and in person, and kind of help everybody make their own businesses grow. That's kind of the incubator side of this. So you remember the strategy I kind of talked to you before. First bullet is co-working. That's where we want to bring people in to be co-locate with us, have office mates, and pay down the media assets. The second is consulting. And that's where the Armstrong Ventures brand and then some of the other partners we're looking at will benefit by bringing in more clients, because we're going to be the premier area to go for media content. This is a spectrum at the bottom that I'm calling entrepreneurial maturity, to kind of paint a picture when I get to the ask of what we're looking for. On the far left, you can see these are wantrepreneurs. These are people that might have ideas, concepts. They might be just starting out a business, but they haven't been operating for a long time, and they might be going through that clunky startup phase still. And then in the far right, you can see thriving small businesses. These are people probably been operating for 3 to 5 years. They've been established. They can make their rent payments. They could probably have some business credit already. They're a little bit more mature in the business cycle. So keep that spectrum in mind of what we're looking for. So the co-working people we're going to be looking for are pretty a little bit more mature. They're going to be people who will find value in having some office space growing, and they're kind of to that next level. So here's the general marketing strategy. I'll kind of crush through this a little quickly just because I only have 10 minutes. And like I said, I'm already talking really fast. So the top level here is we want to create high quality content to get visibility and awareness on the things we're doing. And that's just with the venture project, the space, the media assets, but also the individual businesses that are focusing within it. So we want to generate quality content. Then what we want to do is we want to convert that online business to offline. And that's where we have these venture project socials. So Andrew's been to one, a couple of you guys have been to them before, where we meet in person when this whole COVID thing is over, and we grab a cocktail, we grab some food, and we connect. And we just try to make that more personal, bring all the online business offline. From there, we want to kind of silo out what we're calling supporting fans. People are really excited about the movement, about helping entrepreneurs, about really dumping gasoline on these fires that are working. People are excited, can provide value. We want to really carve out that group of people so that they can contribute and help in their own way. And then from there, what we want to find is strategic partners. And these strategic partners are going to be the people that we want to have in the office space. These might be the top creative talent in the area. And I'll talk about that on this slide. So the big strategy that we're looking at is to go top down and then bottom up. So if you go from the top down, create high quality content, get visibility. But if you go bottom up, we want to have high quality content creators in our space. So what we've done is we started recruiting the top six best creatives in the area to try to bring them into our space. And what that's going to do is it's going to allow us to create high quality content to get more visibility. We have more visibility, we get more people that want to create in our studio, and it's a cycle. And that's the goal, is what we're trying to create here. So what we're looking for from the group and the ask and everything is we want to find people in this red box that you see is the co-working clients. We want to find people that want to be our office mates, that want to co-locate with us in Oshkosh, downtown Oshkosh, Wisconsin, utilize some of these media assets that are really expensive and very difficult to get, but can also, we can play off of each other's branding and marketing capabilities. People can use some different, each other's social media influence, that kind of thing. And the people we're looking for are, we've already kind of secured one of the top film production companies in the area. We're working with a couple different podcast producers that might be interested, but we're still open to find someone that's, keep in mind that right side, someone that's been producing podcasts, ready to upgrade equipment, has clients, able to find value in more advanced equipment. And now we're looking for other people, you know, photographers, maybe somebody that's got a small three-piece band that wants to have some amateur recording capabilities, maybe a band manager, maybe a DJ, maybe graphic designers, digital artists, any type of freelance newspapers or bloggers, maybe some influencers that have a big YouTube following or something like that, where they're ready to upgrade their equipment and use some of the capabilities that are going to be involved here. Any other multimedia companies you can think of, or maybe some digital marketing people that really think that they're ready to grab an office and have some employees and a staff and start to upgrade their capabilities as a business. Once we start there, we'll be able to start creating a great time, a great environment, a great community, a great brand. And then we'll be able to generate content, tell stories, do high quality productions to where people can be entertained and informed and educated in the type of things that we're doing. Keep in mind, my original mission is to really inspire people to get to their purpose in life. And once we get that going, we'll be able to kind of use that as a funnel to attract some more people that are a little bit less mature in their businesses to where we can get them on the right track. And that's the consulting side. And that's going to help all of our individual businesses, the more attention we can kind of house in the space. So that's a little bit more of the tactics and the strategy of the venture project itself. But this is what we're looking for at the moment is if you know people that would find some value, come into downtown Oshkosh and they would find they want to have a podcast studio. They want to be able to produce other people's content. Maybe they want some advanced film content or materials that they can use. Those are the people we're looking for and that we want to get on board with. And people maybe a little bit more mature and established so we can get the foundation going, and then we can start bringing in people that are kind of starting out and give them the guidance and support they need to really rock and roll. That's kind of our goal. So that's the venture project, and I'm excited to hear any questions. Sorry for going so fast. I was 12 slides and I had to go a minute a slide. But.
Hey, thanks. That was awesome, AJ. Thanks for the presentation today. We can open it up to any questions. Also on Facebook, if you have any questions, feel free to just comment them. And we have Tracy who will prompt them over to Zoom. But I can kick it off with first question just about your business. So the you had the awesome transparency with the costs and your kind of PL breakdown.
Yeah.
What happens if you don't make money, at least getting started? Like what, and you don't have to like go into too big of detail, but I'm just curious to know, like, obviously you need that, you need to gain some traction to be able to get profit. So what, how are you going to sustain this as you get started, I guess?
Yeah. So, kind of two strategies to mitigate some of the risk. Well, I'll say three strategies to mitigate some of the risk with those startup costs. So the first one is that one of the big reasons the ask today is to get some of those people that you saw, photographers, creatives, people that really know what they're doing. So I want like the best in this place. You know, I want like the best creatives you can find, because this is where people are going to go to get awesome content done, is to secure some of those tenants before we close on the building. Got so once it. We have some people secured and their leases signed, we know that we'll probably be able to make payments as long as we can keep their businesses afloat. So that's the first one. Number two is the way we're structuring this deal is that we're doing a lease to own and an option to purchase. So therefore, if for whatever reason, this thing can't float it in the next year or 2 years or whatever, our lease expires and we're out. If this thing is rocking and rolling and we think there's a huge upside to this, we can buy the building outright for a predetermined price. So that's one thing, is just a real estate strategy, because originally I got started as a real estate investor. I think that would be a good thing we can do to offset some of that risk. And then the third strategy is what you saw, where we're trying to start these venture project socials to just gauge interest and marketability before we really have taken any action on anything. So one of the things we want to meet with people, you came to one, other people coming to socials, so we can not only outreach, connect with the community, it also provides, I would say, for lack of a better word, access to some of the different mentees in the area to be able to give them insight. And it's our way of helping and connecting with people in the community, but it also helps us kind of qualify people that would be interested in this, so we can kind of narrow in our tenants. So we're building an online presence and then trying to pull that into the real world in the co-working space. So that's kind of a couple different strategies we're looking at. But yeah, if we can get our five or six office tenants in there, we should be able to at least break even on some of these payments, and then might have to subsidize a little bit with my other business. But for the most part, I think we can get this thing to roll if we can get our tenants in there.
Cool. How's COVID like impacted your progress on this?
It made our strategy pivot a little bit, to be honest. When we first started, we were looking at more of a general co-working idea. And I think that's where we were kind of at earlier this year. We wanted to maybe just have any business. You could be a life coach or financial advisor or accountant or lawyer or whatever you normally see in a co-working space, these kind of floating people. But what we wanted to do is after this whole COVID thing happened, and we didn't really know what was going to go on, and we also started looking at the long term of what we're really trying to do as a company, we think that it would have been much more strategic to niche down in the creative space. Number one, because I think that's what's going to help. That's what we do to help our brand step aside, is we provide different type of creative resources with our podcast and just other advanced, film productions. But we want to be able to bring those strategies to the business owners. So we want to find people that would value those type of assets. So we shifted a little bit more to niche down on creative professionals is what we're really kind of targeting. And that's kind of how the COVID thing happened, because we don't want 150 memberships anymore. You know, we want five or six people in there that really know what they're doing. And then we can get some other memberships in there for a much lower price, so that we can help them out and get some of these startups in there that just don't have the money to put into a desk or an office space or something like that.
Cool. All right. Any other questions? Do we have anything on Facebook, Tracy? I'll just trust that you'll chime in.
Nothing on Facebook.
Cool. Awesome. Any other questions from the Zoom people? Cool. Well, the last question is always, what can the community do for you? And I know that you kind of mentioned that already with your ask, but is there anything else that you'd like to add to that?
Well, just looking for your support. You know, we have kind of two things. We got the venture project socials that are hopefully going to pick up soon. And that's where we get together and we meet up. And I would encourage everybody to come to those. It doesn't cost any money. We buy you drinks, we buy you food. And the goal is we don't ask for anything. We don't sell you anything. All we do is say, if you know one of these types of people that would benefit from using this co-working space, or you yourself would benefit, just let us know. And that's really all we could ask. So we bring people to those socials, and that's a great time. It gives me a chance to meet with people and kind of have some sidebar conversations and networking, where my team or people that are also more mature business owners in the social environment can help contribute to whatever their business needs might be or their ideas, or help them vet out a concept and get a value prop, that kind of thing. That's really what we love to have as many people as you can there. And it's not just people who need it. It's people that could also give value to others. And then the second is if you know these people, these are what we're looking for. Keep in mind, we're looking for people that are kind of in that space where they're ready to grow. And I think that they're ready to, they've shown some talent and they're kind of on the up and up. And I think that's what we really want to see. We want to see people that are going to find value in helping some of these early stage entrepreneurs, because we want to build the mentors before we pull in the mentees, that kind of thing. So that's why we're looking for a little bit more established media creators that can help provide any kind of insight to startups and as far as marketing capabilities, that kind of thing. So awesome. If you know the six or seven types of people listed on here that might find some value in coming to a co-working space in Oshkosh and working with some of the different types of amenities you saw, that's, I think, what the big ask would be.
Cool. Yeah, sounds great. Hey, thanks a lot for the presentation today, AJ. I love your energy and your vision for Oshkosh and your community. I think that's awesome. And I appreciate you joining us today. Say goodbye to everyone on Facebook. Thank you guys on Facebook. And awesome. Have a great rest of your Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to this week's speaker. And thank you for your continued support of 1 Million Cups and our community of entrepreneurs.